Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, I just
sorry.
Oh, there we go.
I've worked out where we are now.
We're back. Here we are. Back where we go.
I was lost.
I was just going to say, we're going to take a little break there and start up again. Make this a two-parter for your marathon trainers.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to part two,
welcome.
Welcome back.
We just this is just part one.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? You all right?
Oh, but this is my test to you, right?
What after us chuntering for 5 miles about marathons and marathon training in particular, what were the takeaways? Sum up part one in one sentence.
Long Sunday run.
Yeah.
The most important thing.
Yeah.
Get used to running fast when you're tired if you want to do a time.
Yeah.
Try to finish the long Sunday run fastish in terms of effort and then chill out in the last week before the marathon.
Yeah, good.
That's sort of basically
I think
it?
That the absolutely, and that leads into the next thing quite nicely, because I think the subtext there is finding ways of getting used to the idea, you know, so it's not too much of a shock to the system.
Yeah,
I mean, all these things, there's a lot of technical stuff a marathon will tell you about, you know, not wearing different shoes, not trying different things out. And that's absolutely true. You know, you should try out all your fuel, your gear.
Yeah.
If you're running a fancy dress, for God's sake, you're going to have to embarrass yourself running 20 miles in it. And, but equally, I think they tap into a deeper truth that you just need to try and get your subconscious ready for this thing.
Yeah.
Ready for this shock to the system.
The difference between lining up really, really prepared and not, it's profound actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
Completely changes the day.
Yes.
It's that sort of exam mentality, isn't it? And it took me a long time to realise that. I spent at least a few marathons I lined up thinking, I'm quite fit.
Yep.
But I'm kind of waiting for some magic to overtake me on the day.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to really help me out.
That's the wrong way around.
Doesn't exist.
No.
That doesn't happen. You work hard so that you get the magic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The magic doesn't jump on you.
When they are separate. I mean, it's interesting. It's life, really, isn't it? I mean, I think that we are designed in terms of ambition and goals. Our reach always exceeds our grasp.
Yeah.
So what you do is, you train as best you can, and then you see.
Yes.
You know, Stanislavski taught about, you know, the bare bones of what would become method acting, you know, truly becoming who you're going to be when you're acting.
Right.
And what he was looking for was this incredible moment, the magic, like you say, on the day where the actor becomes the character.
Yes.
But the thing that he counseled ahead of that was know your lines incredibly well. Physically transform yourself into that person. Practice the accent. You know what I mean? So it's not about not rehearsing, not preparing. You do everything.
Yes, yeah.
So that when the magic comes, you can catch it.
Jazz
musicians, you know, so well trained, they'd be able to play
what they want,
all kinds of things.
And that's that's how you feel when you're really fit as a runner. You can change paces. For me, that's one of the great moments of any marathon. If you're fit, about 21, 22 miles.
Yeah.
You've had all your gels. So you've got no gels in your pockets anymore.
Yeah.
You've had your water.
Yeah.
And you just throw everything away, and it's like, this is it now.
Yeah.
It's, and if you're fit, it's that kind of, I'm just, it's just pure running. I'm yeah, just yeah. a pure runner now. And that's a really glorious
You're like
moment.
Evel Knievel.
Yeah, because...
You've gone up off one side of the canyon.
Yeah, you do
and
all
there
the...
There you go.
You do all the gels every 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Which is something I only did last year, and it really worked for me after being very resistant to gels.
Yeah, and I would go the other way. See, I did. Me. I've done gels in the past.
Yeah.
I was specifically, I suppose it should be noted, was leaning heavily on gels when I got my marathon PB.
Right.
And then I didn't for, I think, 2 marathons there.
Yeah.
And went down to just Starburst.
Right.
Which I did okay with.
Yes, you're a big fan of Starburst, aren't
you? Yeah, they're great. And then I did had one gel in New York. And it was horrific.
Really?
I wanted to have it surgically removed.
Oh, no.
I was genuinely tempted to try and work it back out again.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I was putting a lot on it. I don't think I entirely blame the gel. But equally, I never want a gel again.
I mean, I used to leave gels until really late in the marathon, when it was almost a bit too late.
Yeah.
So I started doing them every 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So, which is about 4 or 5 gels in a race for me. And washed down with water.
And is your first one 40 minutes in or at the start?
40 minutes in.
Right.
40 minutes in, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just felt it work.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's really nice when all those, when everything's gone.
Yeah.
When you're not carrying anything and thinking, when am I next going to do my gel or
yeah, yeah, yeah.
sip an energy drink?
Well, if nothing else, what you do there is you realise that the finish line is a real thing, that you are
yes.
going to get there.
Yeah.
Which is hard to imagine so much of the time.
Yes.
You know, what's the next big thing? It's the finish.
That's that great tipping point. I mean, you get it in all, I'm sure in all marathon courses.
Yeah.
But I feel it profoundly in London.
Yeah.
About 22, 23 miles when you hit the embankment and suddenly the finish is a possibility.
Yes.
It's kind of calling to you.
It's when you pop out of
There's
that
something
tunnel.
About it, isn't it? It's a magic moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm getting excited now when I talk about it.
Yeah.
Of course I'll be pacing this shit.
Some people, I felt defensive towards London when someone said that the Manchester Marathon, which got good reviews from everyone, they say it's flat and
yes.
well supported, which I think is what they meant, as sort of saying loads of people cheering and stuff.
Yeah.
And they said it's like a little London. And I thought, nah, nah, nah.
Yeah.
You don't run out of Trafford and get that same experience. And the London experience is so about, I'll tell you what race is like London, and that's the Great North Run.
Love to do it.
And New York as well. It's those suburbs.
Right.
You know, it's getting into those places. And I suppose you do get that in Manchester, I wouldn't know.
Well, there's been a few controversies in Manchester in recent years. There was one year where they lost all the kit, didn't they?
Yeah.
Oh, the kit got all messed up. I can't think of anything worse.
Yeah.
Than just
you need to be looked
really
after
tired.
When you're finished. Yes.
Your kit's covered in water. You can't find it. Everyone's moody.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely.
No,
I mean, because when
it came up short, didn't it?
It came up short, which is awful.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as they fixed it, but yeah. It basically takes that achievement away.
It was 26 miles in 20 hours, mate. What's the problem? Just chill, mate.
What's
it's almost a marathon, mate.
The other one that comes up is happening in Brighton and Edinburgh. It's running out of water.
Right. Again, that's horrific, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's also, it lacks
really
the democracy you need. The marathon really needs to look after the people who are going to take 6 hours to do it.
Absolutely.
Because they've got the hardest day.
They have the hardest job. They're running all that time. They need taking care of.
Yeah, absolutely.
So for the fast runners to make all the walk, that's...
I mean, in very real terms, in medical terms, it's important.
Yeah, of course.
And in psychological terms,
yeah.
Those runners are... They're exactly as important as the front runners.
Yeah, of course.
And B, they're putting more of it out there physically. So look after them, for goodness sake.
But I've heard good things. I've got a few club mates doing Manchester. Fast, flat.
Yeah.
They're up for it. They want to run a fast time and not have the stress of London.
What about this, though? I think flat marathons are overrated.
Go on.
Because I mean, if you're going to do a hilly one, that's really going to take it out of you. But if you've got a marathon that isn't particularly famous for being flat, but it's flat enough.
Right.
Like London.
Yeah.
Or, very specifically, I suppose, Yorkshire, which isn't flat, but it's flat enough to go fast.
Yes. Yorkshire's a weird one, because which we are going to be doing in October.
Yeah.
It's got some really nice gradual long downhills, which I love.
Yeah.
But it has got a couple of hills.
But you have to go up them again.
Yeah. And it's got that nippy little hill just before the end, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Just a very Yorkshire move, that, isn't it?
I would just say, obviously, a flat marathon, there's just, physics says, yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But I think people should be careful in this conversation, you know, when you're not on the ground, when we are on the internet talking about it, and someone says, oh, go and do it, it's flat. It's not necessarily a positive, you know. A flat route can be relentless.
Yeah.
A long flat road in front of you can really wear it out. And also, it's more, if you're losing it, if you're tired,
right,
and you're in on this course, which is supposed to be easy, that can be really depressing.
Yeah.
You know, say you're 18 in Manchester thinking, I'm dying here.
Yeah.
You don't want to have a voice in your head saying, you shouldn't be. It's flat, it's fast.
It depends on.
So watch that. They're hard. You said it the other day online. You've still got to run the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, so when people talk about good rooms in comedy, you've still got to be funny in them.
Yeah.
But having said that, if you're a fit, fast club runner, then I can see the virtue in a flat
course. Yeah. I think we're probably talking about me, aren't we? It's a lack of fitness.
No.
And an overabundance of imagination.
No, but
no, it is
a bit of variety.
Yeah,
you're
I had that in.
And I get that.
I felt like the flat fastness in Berlin was a bit relentless. Was mocking me. It was relentless.
Right.
It's wearing me out.
Yeah.
And I felt that before the run, you know, when I got there, I was like, where are the hills?
Yeah.
This city is tiring me out.
What we're talking about here is the chat between marathons for time and marathons for experience.
Yes.
And we're sort of starting to, well, I feel myself starting to crest the idea of wanting to run marathons for experience.
Yeah.
So hills for us, good fun.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to Berlin to get a PB.
No.
I'm interested in going to, you know, where at Riga or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Just Antwerp. Have a bit of a laugh, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Have a bit of a laugh and have a new experience.
But I think also it's a complicated one because London is such a big deal, you know. Everyone's sort of saying, you should try a different one. And that is definitely valid. But then there's lots of people who can't get into London.
Yeah.
So when we get our places,
it feels a bit precious to say I don't fancy it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But I think also that it is, or it will be for us, it'll always be the one to play against. I mean, like what you were just saying, it's got all of it, hasn't it? It's not flat, but it's flat enough to run well.
Yeah.
It's not a great run for the club running for time, but it's certainly well enough set up that you can.
Oh yeah,
you can get your sub three.
A lot of runners do get PBs.
But it's very much geared towards, and this I really believe in, despite being somebody who wants pace myself. I don't want to do a marathon that isn't welcoming to the slow runner.
Yes.
That's not of interest.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree.
And that was an aspect of Berlin, I felt. It was a runner's race. But then, maybe that's because I was up the front. I don't know.
Right. So in terms of marathon training, long run, get your tempo in with a bit of a park run. Run to the park, run leg round it, run back.
Whatever you're going to, these gels, if you're going to do gels and water, do it on a training run.
Yeah, try an experiment. Yeah.
And also, if you're running anything, half marathon and up, plasters on the nipples.
Plasters on the nipples.
Get them on there.
Vaseline on the genitals. If you don't want to do it yourself, get a marshal to do it for you. They'll happily do it.
Yeah, and this guy in the high-vis. Yeah. When you're just out and you see someone in the high-vis and you're training, that counts as a marshal.
Yeah.
Just take your Vaseline over.
Mate.
Guys,
you can just rub some up.
Can you just rub some Vaseline onto Paul?
I've got a bit of chafing. Just the right one.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I wanted to take a picture of that guy's stony face, but I don't think he'd have liked it.
No. That is a good point, the plastering of the nipples.
Yes.
Which I didn't do my first marathon. I look like I've been shot twice in my chest. Brutal.
I've seen that, the guy. I mean, I think, really think twice about fancy dress. You don't want to be in a fancy dress with a face that says, I know true misery.
Yeah.
I've seen a guy.
That horse.
Tall, swarthy guy. in a wedding dress with a face, a grimace,
yeah,
and two stains where his nipples are bleeding. It's not fun anymore, is it?
No.
It's not
a rehearsal for marriage there. Yeah, you finish nippleless. You think they'll never come back. Which is quite disturbing post-marriage.
Get your toenails short.
Yeah. Put your toenails.
Yeah.
Sort your feet out.
That's the key thing. I didn't get that until I'd done it once or twice. So it might be worth telling people is that that's how you get a black toenail. It's like a repetitive injury. You give that toenail a tiny little waggle. If you do that for all day, that eventually creates the nastiness underneath. So get them good and short.
Vaseline your upper arms as well, where it meets your vest or your t-shirt.
Yeah, I used to.
Anything that's going to get.
I wouldn't run in the vest because it's flesh against flesh. It's where my arms touch my body. There's got to be short sleeve.
Yeah. See?
Anything else, you know, I used to wear a clip music player on my kind of left hip.
Right.
And in the end, that will put a little hole in my tum, touching it every time.
Right.
If you wear any kind of support Vaseline underneath it, you can run 15 miles in any support, you won't notice. You run 20 miles, when you take it off, you'll be wearing a red,
you'll really notice
flayed it. Knee support where it was. Sun cream when you're training.
Yeah.
Particularly on those corners of your forehead.
In terms of drinking during the race.
Drink a pint of milk a day.
In terms of drinking during the race, I tend to. I don't know how I weigh.
You go on this. Two pints of lager?
I drink a little often.
Yeah.
I like to. It's almost like a little sucky cup.
Yeah, yeah.
To carry around with me.
You don't want to get that feeling of, oh, I've had a good old drink and it's going ga-dung, ga-dung, no. Around in your gut.
No. But generally, I think people tend to worry a little bit too much about that.
Yeah.
About the drink thing.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
I think it's slightly. It's part of the culture, isn't it?
Yeah.
In a way, it's sensible to worry about all these things. But everyone has got a plan with the drinks.
Yeah.
Because everyone's talked about it. For example, the idea that water is not going to be able to hydrate you enough has got to be a fiction.
It has to be nonsense, yeah.
I mean, sure, there's things in a Lucozade Sport that you can't get from water. Sugars, electrolytes, I don't know. But water will probably keep you hydrated.
People were running.
What with it being water and all.
People were running two marathons in 2 hours and 8 minutes with water, you know, in the 80s.
Yes.
It's fine, a bit of something to be worried about. And when you do a half marathon, you don't always need water.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're well hydrated before you start, people just panic.
And it's possible.
Try not to panic too much.
That you don't need to pour it over your head and along the back of your legs.
Although.
Maybe you do.
Although I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, people do.
My routine with water, get the water, have a little sip.
Yeah.
Back of the neck, and then I squeeze
back of the net,
and then I squeeze it on my hamstrings as well.
Yeah,
just to ease.
Would you do that like straight away, like after half an hour? Would you do
no,
it?
No. Towards the end.
Yeah,
towards the end.
Save it for a treat,
and then a playful little squirt into the runner next to me,
into the
just
mouth.
To get that banter going.
Here you go, mate.
Yeah. Or I mix a bit of salt with it and just squeeze it in their eye.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Salty water bank.
Having a good day. I can really see that runners kind of peeling off and going over the barrier. Yeah.
Then we'll just lag it before that.
Have you noticed we're going past Victoria Park again? So many people running now.
Brilliant, isn't it?
And it's amazing.
It's like an army training. I feel like everyone's training for the same thing. Of course they're not, but you feel everyone's running the marathon.
Because of not having so many gigs and it being Christmas stuff, running the park on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Not something I necessarily do. Running in Crystal Park on a Saturday. It's a running festival.
Yes.
They're all there.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
But then
it's
taking brilliant. The kids to school at, you know, 7:45 in the morning.
They're there
a number of people, they said, we were saying the other day, London is the capital of running to work.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yes.
It's good stuff. Because sending the kids out to school in the dark at the moment, with the weather and that.
What, with the orchestra in the morning sort of thing?
Yeah. It's a bit miserable, but me and my son on different days caught the dawn chorus this week.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That was a nice daring moment, I can imagine.
Yeah. And we didn't sort of realise till after, so I went out to a shop and all the birds were singing. came back, took my daughter, I said, oh, listen, all the birds will be singing. And they weren't.
Right.
It's because they sing for a bit and then they stop. And you miss that. When the sun comes and the summer's upon us, we'll all be asleep when that
happens. Yes, yeah.
It's a little gift from the winter, that one.
I'm still stuck in the get him out of bed at 8:05.
Yeah.
Set off at 8:24, arrive at school gates at 8:27 before an 8:30 start routine.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice and relaxing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
He's grounded this weekend, Rudy.
Yeah.
That's it. He's grounded.
Because so he gets a good night's sleep for school.
Well,
or
so
was it something naughty?
No, he was just doing the thing last weekend. I told you about his new best mate.
Yeah.
So he's got this new best mate who's a lovely lad.
He's trouble.
Yeah, trouble.
Yes.
Expelled from his last school, whatever. We're doing our best, and he's fine. There's a lot of sweetness in him. He's fine, but he's just one
of... There's a lot of sweetness in him because of all the chocolate he's had, because of all the drugs he has.
Yeah, yeah, because he's got the munchies. So he's trying to stop Rudy just descending into the gangster life.
Yes.
Which is a tricky battle. But in the last weekend, he was just nipping off. Saying he'll be back a certain time.
Thank you.
Not being uncontactable on his phone.
Yeah.
Just basically running away.
Yeah.
For like a day and a half over the weekend.
And then coming back going, what?
Coming back bleary-eyed, you know, really hungry. You know, the telltale sale signs of a weekend's...
It's spent weekend.
Marijuana abuse.
Yeah.
And we're just not having it. He's got to stay in touch. So he's grounded.
Good.
And he didn't like it. Thank you so much. Cheers.
Sorry, thanks. That lady let us run around the puddle.
Yeah.
It was kind, because she was going well.
Sometimes you've got to do that. Because I'm such a soft touch. Because he knows exactly how to play me. But like, but Dad, I've never really had a best friend. Do you know what I mean? You play that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really get that. I really feel it, but I just don't want it. I want to keep some kind of balance.
Yeah, have you read The Goldfinch?
Yes, I have, yes.
Sounds like his best friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not good. I walked my daughter up to school day before yesterday, and it's totally predictable, and yet, in the event, such a shock to the system.
Right.
And it was all in good part, but in the morning, for some reason, as you or I would, you and I would, we got into a little bit of angry Scottish. Take your ball through to the kitchen.
Right.
And she picked it up. She was like, Ollie, do you not understand? You know, picking up not just the accent, but the emotional heft.
Right.
Kind of bellowing to each other in angry Scottish, which is great fun. And then we went up to school. And from about half a mile away from the school, she's going, stop, you know, sound like singing. Just singing, not silly singing, but audible singing.
Nice.
Oh, stop, stop. And by the time we get to the school gate, she's basically shushing my everything.
Right.
In a side story, she'd forgotten her PE kit.
Right.
So I phoned my wife. She's cycling after us with the PE kit. Luckily, we're early, so we're going to make it. So I'm standing outside the school gate with Dave still chatting to her, and just two-thirds of everything I'm saying I'm doing, she's going, shh, shh, shh,
shh, yeah, I know,
shh,
I know.
And no one can hear.
I know.
It's just the concept of me.
Of course.
She doesn't want anyone to pick up on, which is classic. You know, it's what's supposed to happen when you're 11.
But it's hilarious.
But, and also, she celebrates it the rest of the time. It's
just a real adjustment, isn't it?
It's hypocrisy. Yeah.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, there's obviously something in us that likes to embarrass. I don't know about you, but there's something in me that likes the idea of embarrassing our kids.
Yeah, yeah.
If we get the chance.
Oh, that's in the manual, isn't
yeah.
it? I mean, that's a dad.
Goes without saying.
It's a dad manoeuvre.
But it's easy to forget how embarrassing you can be.
Yeah,
just
oh, yeah.
by being alive, it's yeah. embarrassing.
Yeah, you
just
don't need to push it at all.
Yeah, yeah. Your very existence is a source of embarrassment.
Yeah, yeah. Which can be a surprise, yeah, even yeah. though you. It's like when people laugh as a comedian. It's like when people laugh at you.
Yeah. Yes.
So, well, that bit wasn't supposed to be funny. They're just laughing at my face.
I had one with Bonnie recently because they've been going to the library to study.
Well done.
I've been going to the library to. To work on this book idea.
Yeah.
Obviously, completely opposite ends. No, ooh, sorry, mate.
Oh,
sorry, mate. Nowhere near.
You went the same way.
Yeah.
I thought you and that cyclist, look at you. This is the canal lock. I thought that Paul and that cyclist were both just going to go into for a split second there. You just both went towards it,
didn't
you?
Yeah, yeah. Look out.
I'll let these ones go too. Should you do the ZZ Top swing and roll?
Sorry.
Yeah, so sorry, opposite ends of the
no,
library.
So I was nowhere near her, but I had to go and see her to drop off some money or something, you know, because I'm useful for money.
Oh, yeah, and that's money to spending on things yeah. as opposed to their money.
Yeah, yeah, that's separate, the money they've saved that we've given them already
yeah.
for the account.
That's their money now.
Yeah, so, and it's that atmosphere when you're studying where everyone's working really hard, but they're all really aware of each other as well.
Oh yeah.
That kind of slightly sexual but weird tension of the studying thing.
Yeah, you're still going to study with your best mates or people you fancy.
Yes, yeah, with 17-year-olds.
Yeah.
So I come into the room, it's a separate room, and already everyone's noticed me.
Yeah.
And I can't help but start to walk a little bit silly.
Yeah, yeah,
just
yeah.
Just put on a lazy little stupid walk. I'm already wearing a big coat and kind of,
yeah,
you know, velour baggy tracks. I already look vaguely comic.
Yeah. Not so vaguely, entirely.
<actually. laughs> And I just start just being a little bit silly.
Yeah.
And people giggling and stuff. And I go up and talk to Bonnie. Her head is in her hands.
Yeah.
Completely red-faced.
Yes.
Just gesturing me to leave immediately.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I take the long way around the library room, every now and again turning to wave at her, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then just before I left the room, big blown kiss. Just to put the seal on it. It was a lovely moment that I appreciated, and her mates. And Bonnie, to be fair, is old enough to handle that now.
Is she?
But yeah, yeah. She's
fine. Has she spoken to you since?
She's fine.
It's, you
it
have
was
to
like, it was a, it was just a night. You just thought, I've got to play this.
Yeah,
I have
yeah.
to play this
I
moment.
I mean, to be fair to her, exactly. Yeah. You sound like you were truly ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
In a way, you made it okay for everyone.
Yeah,
by leaning hard into the
wind. I played my dadness totally, yeah. yeah.
But it's nice to remember what you said about the social, is how embarrassing the things these kids can be embarrassed by.
Yeah.
Like, for example, Daisy, who is not by any means sort of natural student-y academic. You know, she's, oh, God, I've got to do my homework. You know, when she does her homework, she does it brilliantly. She's
yeah.
smart, and she's getting into a good rhythm of doing it. But it's learned, you know.
Yes, yeah.
Anyway, you don't think of that as being a negative, but she was saying about one of, you know, she hands in her homework done and on time. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And, you know, someone in a class goes, do you like doing homework? It's like, no. It's just,
I know.
You're just supposed to do it.
It's awful, isn't it? Yeah.
She got a phone call. Not just a merit mark or a nod, but a phone call to Julia from the drama teacher. And he was saying that she'd been really good today. And
that's
said,
great.
Oh, really? Why? What did she do? She was one of three people in drama who didn't get their names written on the board for being incredibly naughty.
It's
kind of a thing in there, aiming a bit too low there.
Yeah, that's state school, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think
that's status, but it's great that she's got that.
Yes. See, at least she's on the right side.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, there's one of the schools they could have gone to. We're going past now. That's Bridge Academy. It's an academy school. It's Toby Young School.
Is it?
No, I don't know. Don't know if I got it. Yes, I got it. So, yeah, they get... what I was saying to her, she went to the 6-1 centre the other day. That's quite a strict sign saying, you know, no talking. Sorry, if you want to talk, go through there.
Right.
But it just addressed the reader like a respected person, you know?
Right.
And she said, oh, it's a nice change.
Yes.
So I don't like their new academy. The school was academised this year. And it's preemptive discipline.
Right.
You know, they're basically, particularly when the executive head is around, the whole school is in a state of being told off.
Constantly.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
I really hate that.
Yeah, I totally disapprove.
Yeah.
Because, one, I think it's not respectful. It's not respectful to the kids who aren't being naughty.
Yeah,
and also to the kids who are humans.
Yes, yeah.
Not farm animals.
They're
and
not
two,
things to be controlled, yeah.
You know, whether you have that opinion on ethics or how discipline should work, I would say, distinct from that, I think it evidentially doesn't work. And I'll tell you for why.
Go on, then.
I think it introduces the idea of bad behaviour. You're telling them that it exists.
Yes, yeah.
You're saying, we expect bad behaviour from you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even though you're saying we expect you not to do it.
Yeah.
You still introduce the idea. Whereas if you start in saying, I assume we're all going to be good and all on message today.
Yeah.
It's just so much more positive.
It's like when Comper said, if you're going to heckle, heckle me.
Yeah, they don't
mean
that.
It's introducing the concept of heckling.
Yeah, that's right. Or when I do a group show and they go, oh, here he is cheating with his guitar.
Yeah.
And now the audience think I'm cheating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And really, they never would have done.
Yeah, no.
And more fundamentally at a comedy gig, if you walk on stage, just me and you now, if you walk on stage assuming that everyone's going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Chances are they will.
Yes, yeah.
And then if you walk on stage going, oh, you guys seem a bit rough, let's see how this goes.
Yeah.
You've introduced, you know, in that context, that seems obvious.
Yes,
but that's exactly the same as the school thing.
Yeah, assume good behaviour until you see otherwise.
Exactly.
For God's sake. Assume decency.
Because otherwise, you requested it.
Yeah.
Because what you do is you create a forum where it exists. So all people have to do is occupy the space. Whereas if you don't create a forum where it exists, you have too much braver to start it up.
Yeah.
It's got to be a decision.
Yeah. So it's quite hard. It's quite hard then, the school, which is in terms of like collective.
Yeah, well, specifically the kids like doing drama.
Yeah.
And drama is a, I'm doing inverted commas in the air, DOS subject.
Yes, yeah.
So it's really just...
So they just want
they
to mess
have
about.
To sit around not learning anything while
kids mess
the, the majority of the class is being told off
and
ignoring the telling off.
Yeah.
Go and stand outside. No, I won't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, for an hour.
Yeah.
Twice a week.
That's great, isn't it?
That's a total waste of their time.
Everyone's winning, though.
And this is a subject that they're into.
Yeah.
You know, it's not right.
You almost want a two-tier drama system, don't you?
Yeah, well, I think...
kids are into it.
I think a lot of that is... And it is comes back to the kind of social, you know, slightly Michael Govian attitude to different subjects. You know, academic subjects, they are streamed.
Are they
so these things always happen in kind of cooking and drama.
Right.
Okay. It's like some people are into.
Yes. Yeah,
some
yeah.
people want to become chefs and actors.
Yeah.
Idiots. Because the basic thing is, you know, you could get into the specific politics of my kid's school or whatever. But it's a fashion, a really superficial fashion.
Yeah.
You know, it just looked like this last September, when everyone went back to school, they was like, oh, it's so strict about uniform, so strict about rules. It's like, that's not the answer.
Yeah.
It's just one way, you know.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
It's so lame.
Zero policy.
I'm a bit embarrassed for them. So, yeah.
But
I noticed something else weird. We always end up talking about kids and parenting on this specific stretch.
Do we?
Yeah.
It's because we've reached a certain stage and we're just chatting.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing in our lives, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That's the huge thing. Yeah. George is going back to Manchester in a couple of days.
Oh, Jordy!
You're going to miss him again.
Yeah.
And he said, went for a little meal the other day. I said, it's been really nice having George back. It's made me realise how much I miss him. And he's like, yeah, but it'd be better if when I came home, my room was like my room. It's like you've changed my room. And we've changed, his room has changed a little bit.
How
when
much?
He's not there.
Come on, we need specifics.
Well, we put a sofa in, which he requested. He's got some household admin folders in there.
Yeah.
And I'm basically writing in there, so it's got some books.
What?
But it's no longer his room as it used to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's not there.
Yeah.
But when he gets back, his room's immediately a mess anyway. It's not like he's ever taken pride in his room, but I totally get what he means.
Yeah, it's subconscious, isn't it? It's deeper than that.
Yeah. Okay. I want to return back to how it was.
But
we're navigating a weird transition, isn't it? It can't be how it was.
Yeah, no, completely. Well, the same for my daughter was really sad about. She just misses primary school because she had such good mates and stuff.
Yes, yeah.
And she was being really honest about that, but also growing up about it. As she went back to school after Christmas, she's like, I'm not going to miss it anymore because it's gone. But
yeah,
she's gutted, you know. But it is, it's not. It's, you always have that sense that that time is still going on somewhere and you can just
go
back to it.
Or what?
Yeah, this is us. So we finished on the canal for today.
Cool.
Lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Really nice.
Just to run up the hill back to Newington Green. This is Rosemary Branch right now.
So she's decided to say goodbye to the primary school.
Yeah, and try and let it go.
Yeah.
It's not going to be easy, but she's
no.
aware of the issue. But it, here's another one. One of our comedian contemporaries
yes.
went and did one of our comedian contemporaries gigs.
Yes.
It's a small gig in North London.
Yeah.
Run by a comedian.
Right.
By all accounts, really nice.
Yeah.
I can well believe that. I want to go and do it myself. So his comedian on Facebook saying, really lovely, nice to do, classic gig. Not like some of these try and get on a 3 minute cable channel contract gigs.
All right,
so another comedian coming and saying, oh yeah, such a shame. I think, where did this negativity come from?
Yes, yeah.
Comedy gigs are nice.
Yeah.
It's true that they're not all lovely, but generally they are.
Yes.
And
no, but that's an example of someone just being just really negative and
yeah.
Jeez, projection, isn't it?
I couldn't believe it.
Complete projection, yeah.
The reason I thought of it is they were talking about this club, this London club, the Meccano Club.
Yes.
Did you ever play the Meccano Club?
Yes, I did back in the day, back in the old days.
Tellingly, I didn't because by the time I was getting paid sets, it had gone.
Right.
That puts it 15 years ago.
Oh, at least, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
it was a long, long time ago.
And there's several people talking about how lovely it was. It's like, you might as well say how lovely it was going to work on a horse.
Yes.
You know, yeah, that yeah. time's gone.
Hello, things change.
Yeah, and also,
ding, ding.
I bet there were some pretty horrible nights at the Meccano.
Oh, there were some awful nights
everywhere. They conveniently forget those nights.
Yeah, yeah, it's absolute nonsense.
You can't, you just,
look out, mate.
You just can't live life that way.
No, 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 no. No, you can't.
It's and you've got to watch it
pointless.
Because I'm sure these people thought they were being positive because it came from a point of celebrating this gig. But stand-up is a beautiful thing. Celebrate all the clubs.
Yeah.
Except the horrible ones.
You're just saying you're an old pain in the ass, aren't you, really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to be so rude, but you are. It's just like saying it's not like it was.
Yeah.
I did a gig in Bicester yesterday.
Yeah.
Which I really enjoyed.
Ah, Bicester.
I was only confused.
Gravy comedy for the older members of the audience.
It's spelt Bicester, isn't it?
It is.
Which initially caused massive confusion on my part.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was my in. Which confused me.
I want to check it out. I'm quite bi-curious, Sister.
Yeah. And it was a lovely gig, obviously.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
It's not as nice as the Meccano used to be.
No. No, back in the 80s. Back in the late 80s. When, interesting enough, I was a lot younger and optimistic myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Incredible. It's not like it was back when I used to yeah. suffer fools a lot more yeah. gladly.
It's not like it was when I had hope. Before the hope left.
Yeah.
Hope springs eternal, doesn't it? What is your
no,
hope?
Done with
right,
it.
No. No. What is your... Do you do resolutions? Like, sort of career... We talked a bit about that, didn't we? You go to yeah. Edinburgh and stuff. Are you going to Edinburgh?
Well...
You made that decision, yeah.
This sense of hope and being a moany old comedian, there are a lot of potential Edinburgh previews flying around.
Right.
Yeah? Do you want to come to... They're always far away, you know?
Yeah.
You want to come to North Wales on a Wednesday night in June
yeah.
and do an Edinburgh preview. And I can remember... You know, the years, more than 1 year, several years, when I think, oh, great.
Yeah.
And just fill up my diary.
Yeah.
With these Edinburgh previews.
Yeah.
Start getting excited about it. And that's what I'm supposed to be doing this year.
Right.
And I was a bit depressed yesterday because I was just thinking, that's just happening now. You know, there's messages
right,
flying
yeah,
around.
Right, starting to come through.
And I said, oh, God, got to drive to Ludlow. And there's not going to be anyone there.
I haven't. Don't know what the room's like. I haven't written anything yet. I don't know what jokes I'm going to be telling. And the whole thing is just, I was like, just exactly the same as a person online. I was just like,
yeah.
Except just on my own.
Yeah, but it's good to
just thinking, oh.
Hypocrisy's a given. Everything that we slag everyone else for doing,
I'd like
everyone now to know that we do do that.
Oh, yeah.
We just tend not to share it on Facebook.
I think specifically, there is a, you know, we're on the brink of being comedians of a certain age.
Yes. Talk
about it's a culture. It's a group we could be in. We're probably lucky to be, just for example, runners and have the choice of being in a different group.
Yeah. That's one thing I felt today, actually. I was thinking about this morning a little bit about my life. And how many, I don't know if it's an age thing. I found myself in lots of different groups.
Yeah.
Like the running, or go to church, or the allotment.
Yeah.
Or stand up.
Yeah.
And I'm not all in on any one of them.
No.
I'm kind of spread amongst them.
Yeah.
And there's great things about that as well, because it shows how variety's my life. Yeah. Basically, I was thinking, I haven't got as many mates as I used to have.
Yeah.
Just on a simple level. I've got lots of mates.
Yeah.
But that close thing.
Yeah.
Because what you get when you commit to a tribe is you get loads of...
Yeah.
You get loads of mates. And I've got running mates. I've got church mates. But do you know what I mean? In terms of, like, I'm spread.
You want to go to the pub with your next-door neighbour.
Well, the offer's there. The offer's open. He's more of a kind of cross-generational thing. He's even more spreading, because he's obviously... God bless him. I've got enough close mates who I don't see very often.
Yeah.
But it's just that gang thing.
Yeah.
And all because of the nature of our work.
And this is the upside.
We're working on a weekend.
Facebook. I do like that minor contact with people you know you really like.
Yeah.
That you seldom see, and that little bit of contact is enough.
I agree. Yeah. Cheers.
And
just that little bit of connection.
But I think it goes deeper than that. I think that, I don't know about you, but I feel like it's something me and my wife have talked about. I think that we're this, like you, from the first days, I could never truly sign up to one tribe.
Right.
Because I had too much FOMO. Not that that was a phrase.
I don't even know what it means.
Fear of missing out.
All right, okay.
About all the other tribes.
Right.
And for me, this is completely tied in with being a comedian.
Right.
You know, and indeed, social network and stuff. I don't want to entirely commit to a small club of people at the expense of all the other ones.
Right.
And in life, you're supposed to. You're supposed to do one or the other.
I can see the virtue in doing it, but it's sort of... It's not like there's much going on at the allotment. Do you know what I mean? I say a social circle. It's basically two people have said hello.
Yeah, yeah.
It's that thing of how you're choosing to spend your time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I never... There's no... I had one night out with the lads last year with my old group of mates.
Yeah.
That's not enough, is it?
Well, yeah.
For me, that's not enough.
And for me, that'd be one too many.
Right.
I don't know any lads.
I just loved it. I absolutely had a great time. It's just that...
I think the other thing is, you know, never mind. You know, it's nearly all tied in with hobbies.
And some of it's
even
age.
The comedy you were talking socially.
Yeah.
But I think that as a comedian with a family... When are you going to do it?
I know.
Your family is your tribe.
Yes, no,
you're
right.
Your comedy is your social time.
Yeah, but my family don't want to talk to me.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, that is a problem. I'm not cool enough for Rudy. Bonnie sees me as some kind of mobile cash machine. George is annoyed.
Stroke library idiot.
stroke library buffoon. And, you know, and Rachel's busy at work and I don't see her on weekends because of the gigs.
Yep.
Something needs to change.
Yeah, all right.
Maybe I just need to start drinking again.
We should go to Cyprus and run up the hills.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was good fun.
Yeah.
That was great.
I had a memory came up online of being in Cyprus this week.
Yeah.
I think 4 years ago. Just some of the best running ever.
They were lovely, yeah.
So good.
Yeah, we used to get, for people who don't know, we used to get sent away to do gigs for the troops in Cyprus for a couple of weeks or a week. Really nice, hilly terrain.
Beautiful.
A little bit of sort of altitude-y, wasn't it? Because it was quite... it was quite high, wasn't it? You used to come up definitely fitter than normal.
Run out of the door, weather. Up the hill to the village, along the ridge to the cliffs. Oh, God, it was
absolutely
good.
Gorgeous.
And
yeah.
all, you know, being paid to go.
Yeah, paid
there for
well.
Work.
Paid well to, to do very little work.
Yes.
Those were the days,
I wonder why those
my
gigs aren't there anymore. Because they're not viable.
Better than the Meccano.
That's right. I mean, Meccano, you know, all our kids would go, I don't know what Meccano is.
Yeah, of course.
But that, you know, it might as well be called the Hoop and Ball Club.
That kind of, what that your comment then about those gigs aren't viable, that's what is happening now, isn't it? It feels like it's not really bubble bursting, it's just more like a new realism, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Just realism setting in. Well, we used to get paid handsomely to go away, and sometimes you'd only do two gigs in the week.
Yeah, and sometimes we still do get... I mean, ultimately, we're stand-up comedians. We're... The day when we're not being paid well for doing something silly and easy is the day when our career is over. But some awareness of that is key, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Not like the Meccano. Paid loads at the Meccano.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely loads. Didn't even have to do a gig, just got paid for showing up.
I'm still getting paid.
Yeah.
Those checks just come in.
Straight in my account. The Meccano money's in again, love. That was a
it's
really
like those
nice...
those corporate gigs. I was having a chat the other day about whether someone's getting all those corporate gigs.
Yeah.
Well, we, if anyone's getting them, we're getting them. We do some of them.
Yeah.
And just wondering if they still exist. I mean, what an industry.
Yeah.
What an amount of money flying around
for
no good reason.
I think a lot of people are doing them for less now, aren't they?
Yeah. Killing our industry.
This was a really nice nice gig. Nice state of fitness. I don't feel too banged out by...
No.
By a cosy 10 miles.
These
feels
shoes.
Really nice.
These
tell
shoes
me about the shoes.
They kind of hurt my toes.
Right.
They don't hurt the toes that are injured.
Oh, that's
is
nice.
That a good or a bad thing?
That's nice, isn't it, branching out?
I don't know how to feel.
Yeah. Are they... Yeah, it's sort of good and bad, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. The worst thing is, on the right foot where I had the, where I've got the deformed toe that I broke last year,
yeah,
I just keep stubbing it.
Right.
The woman at the chiropractor said to me, you're very clumsy, aren't you? And I look down and she's just looking at feet and ankles just covered that's in scars.
Funny. That's funny. Above and beyond any treatment I could give you. You're a clumsy person.
Yeah, can you stop kicking things?
It's a diagnosis going to the chemist with a paper saying, I'm clumsy.
Clumsy. Stay in. Wear your slippers. Take that curly-framed mirror off the landing.
Where are you gigging this weekend, mate? Where are you at?
I'll be back on the marathon route.
Oh, yeah.
Up the creek in Greenwich.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm doing Brighton for a few nights.
Oh, it's beautiful. I got review. That bent double gig we were talking about last time.
Right.
That's got review.
Right.
Look at Comedia on Twitter. Heck, it's a lovely review.
That's lovely.
Yeah, 4 stars.
4 stars.
Yeah.
That was a really nice run. Get in touch. Tell us how you're getting on for the
hope
your various
that
races.
We got into the chat, but obviously
we did a fair
hope
bit.
That marathon stuff is useful to you. Certainly, it's always useful to go over it. That's the thing. There's
we
no
a fair bit. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, repetition.
There's no risk in stating the obvious because all of it is about training up your subconscious. So it's always
and
worth coming back.
You pick up little things every new marathon you get as well. So any tips that anyone's picked up that want to share, just get on our Facebook page.
We ran 9 3/4 miles and it took us just over an hour and a half. So that's
good. Fine.
That's not bad
that's
at
okay.
all, is it? And yeah, I think that something I just lost my thread and I wanted to say it before we went. Let's finish with me forgetting what
no,
I was going to say.
That's okay.
No, those things, it's amazing. You can repeat a marathon related old sore for 3 years and then be doing a run and go, oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
So that's why it's worth repeating all these things, because you suddenly get them. And I, so we'll keep talking about
it's all in the training, isn't it? The more you train, the more you're going to enjoy it.
Thanks to everyone who got in touch about all the spring marathons.
Oh,
good
yeah,
luck
fantastic.
With your training.
Awesome.
Good luck with your marathons.
So many marathons happening. So many different races as well.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's all part of the big push for the ultra for me, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because 26. You want to run 46, that's what you want to do.
You want to run
hilly,
92.
46 hilly miles.
92 miles and 385 yards.
Yeah.
So you can give the queen away at the end.
Yeah. So get in touch, give us a Facebook or get in touch on Run Compod Twitter. And have a good week.
Good luck.
Running commentary. with Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to Amazon.com/sports ad free. That's Amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.